Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Hannah with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a 20-year prison sentence is in order for reckless Queensland drivers. The Miles government is set to toughen road laws as a part of the new community safety plan. Acting Deputy Police Commissioner Chris Steem hopes it will combat motorists using vehicles as high-speed weapons. Specifically, the new laws will target drivers leaving the scene of a crash. UQ students will begin a campus encampment, protesting the Gaza conflict at midday today. They follow in suit of other universities such as US's Columbia University on April 17th. UQU Environment Officer Laura Nolan says St. Lucia's Boeing Research Center has students and staff alike complicit in genocide. The movement asks UQ to remove Boeing from campus and disclose ties with Israel going forward. In national news, the federal government releases issue papers on eSafety Commission's online enforcement powers. They currently seek feedback on jurisdiction over hate speech, pylons, and deepfakes. This comes as X, formerly known as Twitter, challenges the exercise of eSafety's existing power to order the takedown of footage of violent crime.
In other news, Bishop Mari Emanuel, who was stabbed during Sydney Mass a few weeks ago, has returned for his first sermon since the attack. He thanked worshippers, mayors, church leaders, and even a Croatian opera singer who had sent him letters and flowers. He also said that he was praying for his alleged attacker. He later addressed the Australian government and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and spoke about the importance of free speech. In international news, Australia pledges $100 million to military aid in support of Ukraine following visit from our defense minister. The package includes $50 million for short-range air defense systems, $30 million for unmanned drones, and $15 million for safety equipment. Air-to-ground precision munitions are also included in this package. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.